starting lineups being announced here on 104.7 WKJC. Let's start for the Tawas area Braves. It'll be number 3, Camden Groff. Number 12, Caden Spencer, who'll fill in for Nick Maynard. Then it's number 22, Logan Cole. Number 23, Noah Davis. Number 24, Edward Kleino. And for Gladwin, number 0, Cal Woodbury. Number 11, Hunter Williams. Number 22, Wilson Bragg. Number 31, Derek Sackett. And number 44, Ethan Shea. So the same starting lineup for Gladwin that we saw on Monday night. And real quick on our sister station Hits FM, in the middle of the second quarter, Johannesburg Lewiston, a small lead over top of the Oscoda Owls, 20-16. Sackett steps into the circle, and it looks like he will be ready to tip this one off against Noah Davis. We'll see who ends up guarding Shea. Right now, Kleino is the one guarding Shea, so it will be Eddie Kleino on Ethan Shea, so good call on you. This is a rematch from earlier in the year. Gladwin beat Tawas area earlier this season. And this tip is won by Tawas. Groff right to the lane. And Sackett won the tip but hit it right to Camden Groff, who gets the bucket.
Took 3 seconds. That's probably one of the quickest buckets I've ever seen. That was a fortunate bounce. There we go. We'll go with that one.
And Shea tries to dump it down to Derek Sackett. No good. And it will be a turnover and back to the Tawas area Braves. Camden Groff will bring it up for the Braves. Right side to Logan Gold, and they'll start their motion offense. As they swing it around up top, trying to look for a hole in what is a 2-3 zone right now for Gladwin. As they just have swung it back and forth 4 or 5 times, trying to find an opening. Into the lane is Spencer. He cuts and gives it and scores. Good pass by Eddie Kleino. 4-0 Braves to start this contest. Sackett trapped, and he fights for the basketball. And we have a foul here on Camden Groff, who just hugs Sackett. And so it will stay with Gladwin as Groff. I mean, you can't get in foul trouble like that. You had him trapped. That's a foul you can't have.
Yeah, I mean, I understand that. It could have been close to a tie-up. The moment Sackett turns and your arm's going over the shoulder, you got to let go, and you got to bring your arms up. But no, it was a good call. He stuck with it a little bit too long.
Williams has it. They break the press. Now it's Shea up top. Still, now it's Woodbury. He drives in the lane, has it poked away by Groff, and it's grabbed by Gold. Good job by Groff to get behind him and able to poke it away. Tawas area with the basketball as we're a minute in, and it's Tawas area 4-0. Kleino up top, hands this off to Spencer. They keep swinging around. Davis gets in the short corner. He'll stop, shoot the mid-range off the glass. No good. Tipped out by Kleino, but grabbed by Hunter Williams. And Gladwin will be on the run, the first miss of the day for the Braves. Right side, Williams. Inside, Ethan Shea. Ethan Shea back outside, Williams. Williams will jab step, get into the lane, and hand this one out to Sackett. He'll shoot the 3, and a little bit off to the left. Rebounded by Woodbury, who goes up no good. Rebound, Caden Spencer. Camden Groff will walk it up. Slow start here for the Flying G's. Tawas area playing very well to begin this contest on defense and offense. Caden Spencer up top. Now right side, Davis open for 3. He'll shoot it, and a little bit long. Rebound goes to Ethan Shea. Hunter Williams now will bring it up. 5:52 to play in our first quarter. It's 4-0 Tawas. Woodbury for 3 on the left wing. No good. Rebound by Caden Spencer. He's got a couple already. Camden Groff gets it on the fast break into the lane. He is fouled. He'll go to the line to shoot 2.
Yeah, one thing on that first possession there from Tawas. I want to see if they're going to stick with this. If they're going to... Gladwin's going to show up with the zone, which I think they kind of broke out of it because of it. They're very patient. Very patient. Just swinging it around. It didn't matter if there was really any pressure. It didn't matter if there was here's Camden Groff hits the first one. It's one of those, like, you don't want to force the other team to get in your head and push you to make a mistake. And they're very patient. That was a great run there from Spencer, just cutting through the lane and finding himself open there with a quick layup. But it's, you know, those plays will come to you if you wait for them. But it's the moment you try and put the foot on the gas. You know, a little bit too much here as Groff hits the second one. Now they're up 6-0 over the Flying G's. You don't want to press down too much. You're in a comfortable position at this point. You just want to kind of go with the flow and play your game. Here is Hunter Williams drives the lane, gets fouled. Looks like that was Kleino with the foul. He'll shoot 2.
They end up moving the bigs up to break the press and had Williams cut, and he actually got behind the defense, got to the lane. And Hunter Williams, who did not score in the last contest against Ogama Heights, will now get his chance, and he makes the first, making it 6-1. This game is brought to you in part by Neiman's Family Market of Tawas City, the Blue Bear Jewelry Store of East Tawas, and Bay Party Store of East Tawas. Williams knocks down the second free throw as well, makes it 6-2, 5.5 to play in our first quarter. Camden Groff has it up top. It's a man-to-man defense now for Gladwin. They've dropped out of the zone. Now it's Davis on the right wing. Now he'll hand this one back off to Groff. Gets a screen. Back to Davis in the corner. Pump fake into the lane. Hop step, right hand. Good move by Davis, but no good. And a rebound here goes to Derek Sackett. Rodabaugh has checked in for Gladwin. He comes in for Woodbury. It's left side Bragg. Open for three. A little bit long. Rebound Shea. Shea left hand. No good. Rebound Sackett. Goes up, blocked by Davis. Rebound Shea. And Shea finishes. And that makes it 6-4 as Tawas area unable to get the basketball. And after, what, was that four shot attempts?
Yeah, that was three. Yeah, three rebounds right there. Two from Shea, one from Sackett. That's something you can't have on that Tawas defensive end.
Camden Groff into the lane. Dumps inside to Davis. Good pass. Davis too strong. And rebounded by Williams. Williams in the lane. Right side out to Shea. That long mid-range jumper. And that's as sweet as it was on Monday night, as we're all tied up at six. Ethan Shea with 4 points now in the contest.
That was created by the Williams drive. He tried driving to that corner right there near the low block, and Shea kind of just hung out there by the three-point line. But once he looks like we have a foul on the floor from Tawas.
Yep, foul inside.
Is that Cade Spencer?
And it will be.
Yes, it will be. But, yeah, that drive just pulled Shea's defender into that block, and Shea was just sitting there on that three-point line, or just inside the three-point line, waiting for that quick pick-pop pass.
And out of bounds, knocked away by Noah Davis, so it'll stay with Gladwin on her sister station, Hits FM. Oscoda run to end the half. As they end the half, let's see, on a 13-2 run and take a 29-22 lead into halftime against Johannesburg-Lewiston. Right side, Rodabaugh now, Williams. Williams to Shea, long mid-range jumper. This one a little bit long, and Noah Davis will bring it down. That would have been good from three-point range. Camden Groff will now have it on the right side to Logan Gold. Now up top, Davis. Davis, well, everybody leaves him, so he shoots the three. It's a little bit short. Davis just not quite on his game tonight. Ball on the floor, and we got to have a tie-up here eventually. There it is, as it will go to the Gladwin Flying G's. We're tied at 6, 3:33 remaining in our first quarter.
Offense from Tawas kind of stalled a little bit. They haven't had a bucket in quite a few. We're sitting here at 3:33, but I think they had 6 points probably about a minute and a half into the game, and they've been quiet there on the offensive side.
Back to the full court press. Gets it to Bragg on the left side. He'll get it up top to Williams, and Gladwin break the press easily, and now they will get started. Rodabaugh up top, back to Williams, inside Sackett, and I think they're going to get Eddie Kleino pushing underneath. That'll be fourth team foul on Tawas area. It's tough with just home and visitor to remember which one is which in a 6-6 game. So that's the second foul on Kleino. Left side to Williams, inside to Sackett, knocked away by Camden Groff. Good job by Groff to get in front of the defense there. This also shows you a little bit how much of the depth is affected by Nick Maynard not playing. Kleino is still playing with two fouls in the first quarter. Sackett will look inbound, gets it inside to Ethan Shea. Left hand from Shea is good, even through the contact by Caden Spencer. And it's 8-6. Gladwin on a bit of a run here. Now it's Camden Groff. Get into the lane, or at least he tries to. Hop step outside to Davis. Davis puts the ball above his head. He'll go left side to Groff. Groff guarded by Sackett. That's going to be a tough matchup for Groff all night long. Davis, a step back. He'll now pass it off to Camden Groff. Camden Groff stuck in the corner. He'll dribble it out and get it back to Noah Davis. They haven't found that third guy yet to take some shots. As this will go right side, Groff in the corner. He'll shoot the three. A little bit long. It rims out, and Wilson Bragg gets the rebound. 8-6, Gladwin. As this one gets on the left side to Sackett, inside to Shea. Shea spin moving the lane, right hook, got the foul, and he'll go to the line to shoot two. And the big guys from Gladwin starting to really feel it down there. As 6 points already from Shea, he goes to the line to shoot two more. They've been grabbing some rebounds underneath. This Caden Spencer now has two fouls.
Yeah, it looks like Tawas is going to go to the bench. Elijah Gonzalez looking to come in. Not sure if it's for Spencer or for Kleenow.
Shea hits the first free throw. This game is brought to you in part by Lakeview Manor Healthcare Center of Tawas City, A Plus Automotive of Tawas, Hale and Glennie, Save More Super Drugs of Tawas City, and Art Van of East Tawas. Second free throw by Shea rims out. And rebound inside. Rodemaugh left hand, and he's fouled, and will go to the line.
That's one thing you can't have for Tawas. You're defending the free throw line. I've seen this quite a bit in the last few games where the shooting team seems to get a good jump. They get a good view of getting the rebound off the free throw line. But that's one thing, especially in college in the NBA, you can never let happen. If that happens, that coach is screaming down your throat. To cut that out, but I've seen that, and it's tough. I mean, looking at Tawas, and Cam DeGroff trying to block out Sackett and get him out of the way. That's a very difficult matchup trying to defend those free throw rebounds.
Rodemaugh goes 1-for-2 at the line, making it 10-6. Gladwin, that foul was on Gonzalez, just checks into the game. Sixth team foul already. So Gladwin in the bonus. Every foul from now on, they will be shooting free throws. This is up top to Caden Spencer. Now right side, Gonzalez, guarded by Bragg. Noah Davis in the corner. And it's stolen by Shea. He tried to dump it inside to Groff. Quick hands by Ethan Shea. Now it's Williams on the right side. And he'll bring it up top to Rodemaugh. Rodemaugh back to Williams, who's looking for that dump down inside to Shea. Now they get it back outside Williams for three. And a little bit short. Rebounded by Sackett. And Derek Sackett gets his first bucket of the game. Timeout. Tawas will take one with him. It's 12-6 Gladwin. They're on a 10-0 run on your power station for sports. A 10-0 run right now by Gladwin has them up 12-6. This game is brought to you in part by Miller and Wilbur Small Engine Repair of Tawas City, the Tawas Animal Hospital of Tawas City, and Capital Carpet and Upholstery Cleaners and Restoration of Tawas City. Caden Spencer has it up top. He'll get this to Davis. Davis wants to get going from the outside. You can just kind of feel it that he's going to want to start shooting those threes, and I think that's going to be a big key for them tonight. Williams going to get a reach-in foul on the inbound pass to Caden Spencer. Tawas Erie came out in a lightning bolt. I mean, you mentioned 6 points in the first probably 60 seconds, maybe 80 seconds or so. Since then, they've cooled off in the last 5 minutes. What are you seeing from them? What do you want to see from them?
Well, I mean, the shots have been quality. Noah Davis has had quite a few opportunities. I think he had three missed threes, but they were open. Mm-hmm. And same with Camden Groff here. He takes a short jumper, or a long mid-range jumper, and he gets it for two. Get back onto the scoring, or back into the scoring column there for Tawas, but I'm thinking, stick with what you're doing. They've been able to move around a bit, and they've had some open shots. They just haven't been falling here as they force a turnover into the press.
Camden Groff will drive the lane, go up over three people, miss it, and Rodemaugh comes down with the rebound, and they're going to call a foul here on Spencer. That's going to be three already on Caden Spencer, and that's going to send, I think that'll be Rodemaugh who's going to go to the line.
See, I think what he's arguing is he had a hand on the ball, but once Rodemaugh brought the ball in, his hand got stuck, his arm got caught, and there's nothing. I mean, he couldn't do anything with it, and I think he was getting upset, so he'll sit down.
Rodney Reedy checks in for him.
It'd be
42 and a half seconds. Yeah, we haven't seen Reedy
in a while.
Yeah, much in the season. I mean, that tells you the depth that they have right now. Free throw on the 1-on-1 is missed. Noah Davis grabs the rebound. Rodemaugh 1-of-3 on the line so far today. Camden Groff has it up top. He's got it by Derek Sackett. And now that's going to be Logan Gold up top. Is Tawas looks like they're going to hold for one here, but I think you're going to need the momentum. I'd take any shot you can get. Groff shoots the free throw line jumper. It's off left. Gets his own rebound out to Davis. Davis, a mid-range jumper, no good. This tipped up, grabbed by Shea. Two good shots by Tawas area that don't fall. Gladwin, cross court. That's Rodemaugh. He shoots the three. That's long. And this one kicked around, and it'll stay with Gladwin with 1.9 on the clock. They're going to inbound from underneath, and with two big guys, this just feels like a layup.
Yeah, look at the lane watch here. Shea's going to start at the top of the key.
So they're going to go out to Rodabaugh for three at the buzzer. Knock it down!
There's your redemption three.
Rodabaugh makes it 15-8 at the end of one. Second quarter coming up on your Power Station for Sports. High school basketball on your Power Station for Sports is brought to you by Talus Bay Insurance in East Talus, Northeastern Window and Door of Harrisville and Alpena, Auto Tech of East Talus, and Edward Jones of East Talus. Gonzalez inbounds to Groff. Talus area starts with the basketball down by 7, 15-8, a 15-2 run by Gladwin in that quarter. Here's out to Rodney Reedy for three. No good. Foul inside. And this will go on Rodabaugh as he pushed Logan Gold to the ground trying to get a rebound in. So it'll stay with Talus area. Only the third team foul on the Flying G's. Groff will inbound here for Talus area. Take it every. Make sure Derek Sackett isn't crossing the line of the inbound there. As now this goes out to Davis. Davis to Gold, and now they'll start their offense. It goes inside to Groff. Groff looks outside Davis. Davis pump fakes the mid-range jumper into the lane. Goes up left hand, and he is fouled. He'll go to the line to shoot two. That's really good. Davis has given up a couple of threes to drive into the lane.
Yeah, I mean, and that's you're trying to kind of grind down those big guys, because honestly, that's the biggest threat with Gladwin's defense, having those two big guys down there on the block. And so it's, you know, he's putting his head down, and yeah, he missed a few threes early in this game. Here is he's able to roll that first free throw.
Shooter's touch.
And after missing a few threes here early in the game, he understands, well, shooting's not, you know, you want to see the ball go through the hoop a few more times before you attempt a long shot. Here is he misses off the front of the rim on the second free throw.
Rebound by Wilson Bragg, and now Gladwin on the go is Hunter Williams. Dumps it inside to Shea. Shea outside Williams. Williams in the lane, kicks outside Sackett. Sackett a three, no good. Rebound Bragg. Bragg tries to clear some space, loses the basketball, and it's out of bounds, and we'll head to Talus area.
But as I was saying, yeah, you want to attack those big guys, kind of ground them down a little bit, possibly get them into foul trouble. And honestly, I mean, you earn a couple points in the earn a couple points from the charity stripe, possibly get a couple of nice buckets with some rolls, because he does have good body control through contact. He doesn't feed away from contact. He will come at you head on. So I do like that move. I think that aggression might help him out a little bit later in this game.
Davis has it on the right wing, gets it up top to Gold, who has not attempted a shot yet today. He gets in the lane, right side Davis, open for three. It's a little short again, but he gets his own rebound. Goes up at the rim, no good. He tips it, and Davis with the tip.
He tipped that with the heel of his hand. That was just a little pop of the wrist here.
Sackett way overthrows.
Yeah, throws it out right out of bounds with the press. I think he was expecting Bragg to continue running down into the clear court. But no, Bragg stopped and threw it right over his head by about 5-10 feet. And another turnover there for Gladwin.
15-11, our score. Up top, Reedy. Left side, Groff, guarded by Sackett. He pump fakes, looking for somewhere to go with the basketball. He'll just dribble it up top. Now they go right side to Gonzalez. Gonzalez right side to Davis in the corner. And he'll stop and shoot the three and knock it down. Davis finally gets one to go. And it is now 15-14.
That's huge. That's huge for Davis. I mean, that's once you start seeing him fall, I think that helps round out your game as a whole. And that's going to pull Shea out from underneath a little bit, too.
Wilson Bragg has it, gets it to Sackett. Sackett into the lane, fades away from contact, no good. Rebound by Camden Groff, and Talus area with the basketball and a chance to take the lead. Game of runs so far. Talus on one right now. This is outside to Gold. Gold to Davis. Davis, now Shea comes all the way out on him, as now it's Logan Gold on the right side. Davis gets it to Groff now, and Groff will bring it up top and set up the offense. 5:35 to play in our second quarter. It's 15-14 Gladwin over Talus area in a district semifinal here from Clare. Groff has it outside, screened by Davis into the mid-range. He'll shoot it, blocked by Sackett, rebound by Williams. Full court pass to Sackett. Sackett will back down his defender, kick it out to Rodabaugh. Rodabaugh wide open for three, and it's a little bit long. Rebound, Shea got it with the foul. Camden Groff and Rodney Reedy just stared at each other as Ethan Shea came and grabbed the basketball and then easily finished. And it's a bucket and the foul.
That was my
Ethan
thought,
Shea.
Exactly. I didn't really see Reed down there, but I saw Groff, and I kind of hesitated there for a second. I didn't think that would really be him, but yeah, he just kind of watched that ball go right past him and open up his hips and just let it go. And Shea with a good aggression to be able to grab that and just go straight up with it and absorb the contact. And here's a chance to complete the three-point play for him.
Bragg and Sackett check out. Meade and Kokotovich in for Gladwin. And free throw is missed by Shea. Davis picks up the rebound. And Groff will bring it up, down by three, gets in the lane, and he's tackled by Meade. Good job stopping Groff from running to the end zone there, I guess is the way to put it. Got the shoestring tackle, as that'll be the fifth team foul, on Gladwin. Timeout Taos area. We'll take one with them. It's 17-14 Gladwin, 5:05 remaining in our second quarter on your Power Station for Sports. High school basketball, 104.7 WKJC, brought to you by Napa Auto Parts of East Dallas, Oscoda and Agre, the Village Chocolatier of East Dallas, North Country Signs and Shirts of East Dallas, and Alpena Alcona Area Credit Union. Taos area will inbound underneath, down by three with 5 minutes to play in our second quarter. Groff will inbound out to Davis. Davis open for three. He launches, and it's a little short as Williams pulls down the rebound for Gladwin. Up top in a little bit of a zone here now for Taos area. They switched up their defense probably to help out the foul trouble situation into a zone now as now Williams gets in the middle of the lane, kicks it out. Now it's Shea up top, and Shea will drive left side to Williams, and Gladwin has to get respaced back out. Say two guys in one spot across to Meade. Real quick defense right now for Taos area, playing great inside to Shea, knocked away by Davis, and Groff knocked it out of bounds. He tried to get it off Williams.
His foot was on the line. Yeah, he was successful, able to swat it off of Williams, and it was good idea there, but yeah, I think his toe was on the line. They'll give that right back to Gladwin.
Sackett and Bragg check right back in for Rodebaugh and for Kokotovich. Meade will stay on the floor, and he'll get it to Williams. Now to Shea. Shea wide open at the mid-range and easily knocks that one down. His fifth field goal of the game. He's got 11 already of Gladwin's 19. It's 19-14. Gladwin over the top of Taos area. Groff got it by Sackett. Gets it to Davis. Looking for that third player for Taos to find their rhythm, as really it's only been Groff and Davis who have done the scoring. Caden Spencer has two. Other than that, it's been all Groff and Davis. Groff shoots a three. It's no good. Rebound by Meade, and it's out to Wilson Bragg. He'll bring it up for the Gladwin Flying G's. Right side Meade, dump inside to Shea. Shea uses the body on Davis and goes up. And they're going to call a foul on Noah Davis. And Ethan Shea will go to the line to shoot two.
Felt a little late on that whistle. I was expecting one. Came a couple beats too late, and I think that's why Davis was a little upset. It looks like Elijah Gonzalez will need to come out. Possibly
blood in the mouth.
I'm thinking they have a little cutter on the face. Yeah.
So I'll bring Kleino back in. And, well, I think Reed, he might have to check out, too. And he's got some blood on him. So Todd Kames is looking at his bench, trying to find somebody who can play. And he goes with Jace Lear. Jace Lear, a fantastic athlete. Absolutely. He brings some spark to this offense and defense. I think he could really be a key player today. As Shea will miss the first. But...
I thought he was shooting two.
Yeah, there we go. Now we're good. They went and played like that was an offensive rebound as Ethan Shea back at the line to shoot one more.
I think the refs told them before the two substitutions and forgot about that friendly little reminder. I think Sacco was one that started. He was ready.
Second free throw is good. Shea's got 12 points already. 20-14, Gladwin over the top of Taos area as we reach just over the halfway point, 3.5 to play in our second period or second quarter. Gold yet to score, yet to shoot, has it. Now it's into Davis. Davis up and under on Shea. Great move by Noah Davis. And it's 20-16.
Great stop and fake. He was able to feel Shea on his hip when he was going, and I mean just stopped on a dime. Pump fake and got him to bite, and you know, with that momentum, it just kind of carried him into that block and left a wide open layup for him.
Bragg to Sackett. Sackett spins in the lane, has it knocked away by Davis, and it'll stay with Gladwin. Great defense there by Noah Davis. Somehow got that. He tried to draw a charge, realized he wasn't going to get it, and just punched the ball out of Sackett's hand while he was falling down. Williams has it. Well, knocked away by Davis, trying to get it inside to Sackett. And so we'll just restart exactly what we're doing again.
Yeah, Sackett remind him right away. He goes, bounce that in, get that low, and I'll catch it up on my hip. And you put that waist high, Noah Davis is going to swat that away a good amount of the time.
This time they get it in cleanly. It's an inside to Shea. Shea goes up, and he's blocked by Noah Davis. And actually, it's going to be a foul on Noah Davis. And so that will send Shea back to the line to shoot two more. 10th foul now on Taos area, and that's the second on Davis, so he's going to have to be careful. Foul trouble really adding up here in the first half. First free throw by Shea is a little bit long. This game brought to you in part by Lake Effect's Hair Salon of Taos City, your local McDonald's restaurant, Muffler Man of Taos City, and the Arisa Tech Center of Taos City.
Yeah, I mean, Gladwin's got Taos right where they want him. I mean, you're sitting here with 3 minutes left in the half. You're already in the double bonus, which means through the second half, you're going to have quite a few players here in foul trouble as Gladwin gets the rebound off the missed three. And off of the next rebound from Shea's miss, it looks like there's a push-off.
Wilson Bragg shoves Noah Davis to the ground, so it'll go back to Taos area. That is the sixth team foul. That's the second one on Bragg. Actually, they're going to give that one to Sackett. I'm sorry, I thought that was on Bragg, but they gave it to Sackett. And so that's a second on Sackett. So it'll be Groff now right side, 20-16. Gladwin over the top of Taos area, 2:44 to play in our first half. Logan Gold backs down Williams, gets it out to Davis, who now has it way behind the three-point line, and will set it up to Groff up top. Logan Gold left side. Eddie Kleino coming off a screen, can't get open. And so now it's going to be Davis off a screen. He steps back to the three-point line. He'll launch, and a little bit short. Rebound by Sackett. And so now Gladwin on the run. Wilson Bragg has it. He goes up top to Williams. Williams into the lane, goes up with that hook, and can't get it to fall. Rebound Sackett, goes up right hand. And Derek Sackett gets his second bucket of the game, 22-16. So now it's Groff bringing it up as Dallas down by six here in this semifinal. As this is going to be a foul on Meade inside. The referee signals he grabbed the jersey. The arm over to get the ball was clean, but a little tug of the jersey will send Camden Groff to the line to shoot a 1-1. Gonzalez checks in for Lear, and checking in for Sackett is number 20, Damian Hendrickson.
All right, now how's Taos got to take advantage of that? I mean, obviously you're going to have Davis with Shea here, the front end of the 1-1, and Camden Groff hits it, earns his second free throw.
7 points for Camden Groff here in the first half of the team's 17. Second one by Groff is good, making it 22-18. So 8 points for Groff, and 8 points as well for Davis. Steal here by Groff, and Taos area a chance to cut into the lead even a little bit further with 1:44 to play in the half. Right side to Logan Gold. Gold will get it to Kleino in the mid-range. Back outside to Davis in the corner. And now we'll set up the offense with 1.5 to play here in the first half. Groff crossover, mid-range jumper at the elbow, a little bit long, and the ball just lands dead on the back of the rim and falls into the bucket. And a shooter's touch there for Camden Groff makes it 22-20.
Little kiss shot there from Camden. And then that's one thing, too, with Camden Groff. He's dribbling across the face of the free throw line. You've got to stay on him hip to hip because he'll pull up from anywhere right on the dime.
Williams for three, no good. Rebound is by Davis and a foul inside on Hendrickson, and Davis will go to the line to shoot a 1-1.
That's what makes Groff so dangerous. It's not his ability to run the offense, not so much his ability to shoot threes wherever he wants, but his ability to put the ball down, stop on a dime, and he just bounces up. Like his shot with his range, he just bounces up, and it's so quick that it's hard to step up and get your hand up in the air. He's able to get a good reach on that shot, and I think it's the quick trigger as well, along with trying to dribble off to the side, quick trigger. It's so difficult to defend, and that shot's going to be open for him if he can utilize it. If he gets one-on-one up at the top of the key, I'm looking for a little bit to the left, and then just dribble across to the right, jump stop right there on the corner elbow, and it's a comfortable spot for him.
Davis misses the second after making the first at the line, but the rebound by Gonzalez will again keep it with Taos area down by one, 22-21. Davis steps into the lane, gets around, and left-handed layup no good. And Shea will grab the rebound, tries to get to Williams, but Davis takes it, goes in the lane, and he is fouled. And he'll go to the line to shoot two.
Sloppy play here from Gladwin. That's
and great play by Noah Davis so
yeah,
far.
Yeah, honestly, yeah. I mean, it's the second time here in the last minute that they've turned the ball over trying to inbound it from the base or around the baseline here. And
it's Shea's first foul. So Davis will go and shoot two more, down by one.
And yeah, as you mentioned, great job with Tawas here as he misses the first free throw. Great job with Tawas, both Noah Davis and Camden Graw being alert there on that inbounds, whereas, you know, Gladwin's kind of sleeping a little bit, just lightly bringing the ball in, and they're alert, trying to be ready and hide behind those Gladwin players to try and steal the ball.
This one rebounded by Rodabaugh, and we have a foul on Gold, I think, as he got wrapped up with Rodabaugh. And Rodabaugh fell to the ground when they got untied, so Gold like put his hands up. He did not want to get called for a technical or anything there. And the official laughs and gave him a thumbs up, saying, "You're all right.
Yeah,
it's okay.
I think that was another situation.
Okay.
He got his hand stuck trying to reach for the ball and got stuck between the ball and Rodabaugh. And well, at that point, you know, if you're fighting, trying to get your hand loose, someone's gonna fall. And but yeah, obviously putting your hands up, trying to be safe. Like, hey, that was unintentional. I'm sorry. My bad."
Rodabaugh's first free throw is off. Stays 22-21 with 42 seconds remaining in our first half. It's been a good one so far. Last we saw in over in Johannesburg, Lewiston, as another miss here by Rodabaugh will give Taos area the basketball. It was Oscoda 44, Johannesburg 22. So a good run by the Owls into the third quarter to kind of take control of that one. Logan Gold throws it right to Wilson Bragg, gets into the lane, goes up right hand, and Wilson Bragg finishes. Makes it 24-21 with 20 seconds to play in the first half. As Groff into the lane, goes up, floater right side, no good. It's not great shot selection there by Groff, rebounded by Shea. 10 seconds to play in the half, and Gladwin can take a two-possession lead into the locker room as this one thrown off of Noah Davis. So with 4.1 left on the clock, it will be out of bounds to Gladwin, and they will try and set up a shot or two here.
Yeah,
Shea will inbound.
Yeah, definitely wasn't happy with that shot selection. He had about 20 seconds left from the beginning of that possession. I think you want to take that down and make that be a last shot here. As Noah Davis reaches in and knocks the ball out of bounds. They're trying to get into Shea for a quick little turnaround shot. You got 2.1 seconds here for Gladwin to get a shot up.
And it goes tipped away by Gold. Gold at the buzzer. No. So, at halftime, it is Gladwin 24, Taos area 21. Just about ready for our second half here from Claire as Gladwin holds a slim 24-21 lead over top of Taos area. On our sister station Hits FM from Johannesburg, Lewiston, they're all wrapped up over there. Rogers City picked up a 55-25 win over Whittemore Prescott, and Oscoda a 65-39 win over top of Johannesburg, Lewiston. So on Friday, it'll be a district final of Oscoda and Rogers City. Claire has already punched their ticket here, and now we're a half away from figuring out who's going to play them, Gladwin or Taos area, as Gladwin starts with the basketball as they swing it around the outside and immediately turn it over. Logan Gold with a steal. Camden Groff left hand, and he finishes. And Taos area starts off with a bucket. They're up 24-23. And Sackett with trouble with it as it knocked away by Logan Gold. And it will stay with Gladwin.
Starting off the half with how they finished it. Like you said, it's a great start. And great job, too, with Camden Groff finishing that under pressure. He had a couple guys there trying to go for that block.
Caden Spencer comes darn close to stealing the basketball. He goes flying into the Gladwin bench. Pass inside to Sackett. Sackett works on Davis. Too strong with the layup. Great rebound by Caden Spencer, who gets that one to Camden Groff over the top of Derek Sackett. Great job by him. Derek Sackett goes about 6'4", 6'5". Caden Spencer might be 5'10". 5'11", somewhere there. Davis, short jumper, got it in Taos area. A quick 4-0 run in the second half. They take the lead, 25-24. Williams has it. He still has yet to get across the half-court line. And now they do get it to Williams in 3-on-3. Now they'll kick it out. Rodabaugh open for three. And knock it down. Cole Rodabaugh wide open from the top of the key. Makes it 27-25. His second three of the game.
I think that was like Camden Groff right there. I think that was his guy. I couldn't tell if that was him or Spencer, but, I mean, you can't leave a guy free, especially right there at the top of the key. Someone who's attempted quite a few threes already in this game.
Camden Groff misses a jumper, rebounded by Davis, who misses, and so it'll be Gladman as Ethan Shea rips down the board. Left side, Williams, as he brings it across, and now it's Rodabaugh. Rodabaugh drives into the lane, too strong with the layup, rebound by Eddie Kleino. His second a little too far underneath, and Dallas area down by two, has the basketball. Caton Spencer not looking for it, as Groff ends up throwing it right off his head, and he has some words for Caton Spencer telling him, hey, you got to go. You had him beat. You have to go. Rodabaugh goes cross-court to Shea on the inbound. And now back to Rodabaugh as the full court press here is taken away by Groff. Now it's over to Gold. Gold back to Groff. Left hand finish. And we're tied at 27. And quickly across the line now is Sackett. And he gets it inside. Gold is tied up with Bragg. And it'll go back to Taos area. Tied at 27. Logan Gold able to get the tie up on it. That's a bad pass by Sackett. I mean, you cannot just kind of float it towards the middle of the court.
Yeah, he had that ball kind of sitting there hanging on his arm. He was waiting for someone. It was just a light flick. But especially the player like Gold around, you've got to get some firm passes. Otherwise, Gold's going to interfere.
Left side, Groff open for three in the corner. Knock it down. Camden Groff knocks down his first three. And timeout, Gladwin. Oh, no, never mind. I saw everybody running towards. It's just everybody a little bit long getting the basketball.
Yep, no, nobody wanted to inbound that ball.
May need a timeout here soon, as it's now 30-27, Taos area. They seem very good early on. This one, Gold knocks it away from Shea. Fight towards the sideline, and it'll go stay with Gladwin, even though Shea dove out of bounds at it. Logan Gold saying, how the heck can you say that's off me when he's the one who dove out of bounds?
All right, good effort. Keep up that intensity. I mean, Taos just coming out firing here in these first 3 minutes.
Bragg, right side, Rodabaugh, and it's going to be thrown off the leg of Davis, and it'll stay with Gladwin. And, yeah, this is great defensive pressure early on by Taos area as they've turned a three-point deficit into a three-point lead. As Sackett will inbound. And he'll go up top to Bragg, and Logan Gold almost took that one away. Left side, Rodabaugh open for three, a little bit short, and we have a push off underneath, and that's going to go, I believe, on Derek Sackett. He's the one complaining, and it will. It's Derek Sackett who picks up his, it's either second or third foul. It's his third foul, and it goes back to Taos area up by three. It's been all Taos early on in the third quarter. It was all them early on in the first quarter in this game of what has been just big runs by either team. Davis up top, pump fake, and now he'll step, hand it off to Kleino, who can't handle it, and Rodabaugh gets the steal. As Williams gets across to Rodabaugh, and now he thought about dumping it inside, but now back to Rodabaugh, and Williams and Rodabaugh playing two-man game inside to Ethan Shea. Ethan Shea goes up and just throws it to the official. They're going to say tipped by Davis, and it will stay with Gladwin.
Yeah, I was thinking they're going to call foul on Davis, but no, he had his hand on the ball the entire time, and so it was a good rip away from Davis blocking Shea and having Gladwin reset there underneath their own basket.
Up top to Williams, right side, Rodabaugh again open for three, and this one a little bit short, rebounded by Noah Davis. Camden Groff gets to the middle of the floor, spins in the lane, jumper, good touch. Camden Groff, timeout, Gladwin, this time for real, as it's Taos 32, Gladwin 27 on your power station for sport.
31 years in counting for the past 31.
High school basketball on 104.7 WKJC, brought to you by Dean Arbor Ford of Taos City and Dean Arbor Chevrolet Cadillac of East Taos, Travis Sanitation of Oscoda, Hungry Howie's Pizza of East Taos and Oscoda, and Hempel and Shermer Construction of East Taos. Big run here by Taos area. As Groff has 9 third quarter points. And as Taos area up 32-27. This one knocked away by Gold, stolen by Groff. Into the lane. Groff goes up right hand. No good. Rebound by Ethan Shea. That would have been a really big bucket for Taos area to get another stealing bucket. As now this could be a big 4 or 5 point swing as now Williams has it. Cross court Rodabaugh. Rodabaugh gets it to Bragg and Logan Gold. And Logan Gold reached in a little too much. And he's going to get called for a foul here. And
yeah, he's gonna say that his hand was on the ball. It was for a good amount of that time, but the moment that he starts to lose control of the ball, the moment that his Rodabaugh there turning his body, and if he faces his back, it's another one of those situations you gotta let it go and just continue that strong defense. Can't commit that foul right there.
That's the second foul on Gold. Only the first one in the half for Taos. Is dump inside Ethan Shea, and he just easily goes over the top, and he gets the bucket, making it 32-29. 14 points now for Ethan Shea. Right side, Noah Davis. Up top to Logan Gold. Gold left corner to Groff. Groff gets into the middle. Dump inside Spencer, who's wide open and missed it. But he gets his own rebound. Goes back up and can't hit that. Rebound, Williams. And Gladwin will move. That is a big possession there by Taos area, as they've had chances in this quarter to really put Gladwin away already. Rodabaugh open for three. Long rebound by Sackett. And now it's Gold who comes away with it. And Groff into the lane. Spin move. Up with the right hand and no good. And this will go to Gladwin. Taos area is on three straight possessions now. Has missed bunnies inside.
Yeah, that's tough to swallow. I mean, Spencer right there. That was a great, phenomenal find. He was left alone. I think he was surprised there's nobody there, and just a little too strong with it. Surprisingly able to get his rebound between both of those big guys. And again, I think at that point, once you're stuck between those big guys, you got to dish it out and find somebody and restart that possession over again.
Wilson Bragg takes a bad step back three, misses a rebound by Eddie Kleino, and Taos on the run.
I mean, I understand wanting to try and get that bucket there underneath the basket, but once you're stuck between those trees and Shea and Sackey, you got to find somebody else, kick it out, and restart that offense.
Davis for three, a little bit long, rebound by Meade, and it's 32-29, Taos area, 2:15 to play in our third quarter. Williams will pump fake, get this inside to Shea, left hand blocked by Kleino, and now it's on the run as Groff gets the rebound. He goes into the lane. Right-hand floater. A little bit off to the right. And this one on the ground. Rebound goes to Derek Sackett. He'll get it up to Bragg. Bragg on the run. And yeah, he'll pull it out and get it to Williams. We'll start the offense. Meade on the right side. Dump inside to Sackett. Sackett spins off the right side. And an easy bucket for Derek Sackett. Good footwork. And it's now 32-31 as Gladwin clawed their way back into this one. This was only a 7-point game the last time these two played, and now you know why. Kick outside to Camden Groff. As these two evenly matched teams, now it's Davis outside. Thought about the three. Now he'll stop, get it to Groff, the hot hand. He'll shoot the three and knock it down. A deep three for Camden Groff over the top of Derek Sackett, who arms dropped to his side because he felt he played good defense. But Groff shoots the high arcing shot over him. Bragg into the lane. And Kleino's going to take it. And they're going to call a foul on Logan Gold, who came away with the basketball. It'll be the third on Logan Gold.
I don't know if I agree with that call at all. I mean, he kind of ran alongside. It was good pressure there from Kleino as well, trying to, distract him a little bit. I thought he just came right through and ripped it away. But obviously they have a better angle than we do. Might have saw something we didn't.
Sackett inside. Goes to the opposite side, and he'll finish around Noah Davis. And Derek Sackett gets his second bucket of the second half, and it's 35-33. We're under a minute to play in the third. Groff drives inside. Goes up, blocked by Bragg. Gets his own rebound. No good. Rebound Groff. And Spencer actually finishes that one over the top of Derek Sackett. And it's 37-33. Left side, Bragg. Bragg picks up his dribble. Now he's trapped, but able to get it to Shea, who gets it across to Meade. Meade inside Derek Sackett. Spin move in the lane. And Davis draws the charge. And that'll be the fourth on Sackett.
I don't think he knew that Davis was, I don't think he knew where Davis was positioned. He knew he was there, but I mean, that was a great job, great anticipation there from Davis, knowing that the moment Sackett gets the ball, he's going to try and make a move. And that move's going to be somehow towards the basket. He was able to spin, kind of get towards the basket, and that's Sackett's fourth. So he's going to take a seat here and possibly even for a couple minutes into the fourth quarter.
A good move by Davis. That should have been a no call. I mean, yes.
I agree with you. Not a lot of contact, but good positioning from Davis to draw the whistle.
Groff has it. 15 seconds to play in the third. They're up by four. As Kleino up top, right side Caden Spencer. 7 seconds. They throw it away. 5 seconds as they recover. 3 seconds. And mid-range jumper by Groff. It goes! What a shot by Camden Groff, fading away in the corner. And at the end of the third, it's Tallis 39. They put it up on the scoreboard now. And Gladwin 33. Fourth quarter coming at you after this on your power station for sports. High school basketball on your power station for sports is brought to you by Team Elmers of Oscoda, Metalogic Tallis City, Colvin's Heating and Cooling of Northeast Michigan, Rose City RV, Center of Rose City, Huron Community Bank, and Cooper Standard of Tallis City. A good third quarter by the Braves has them up by six. And Gladwin will start with the basketball to start our final quarter. Groff will poke it away from Williams. Fouls are not a problem for either team, only two in the third quarter.
Especially good for Tawas. They're getting kind of deep there in terms of fouls and getting spread out. But they played a very good, efficient second half here as they turn the ball over to Tawas. Again, no turnover on the game.
Kick outside Spencer. He'll try a three. It's a little bit off. Rebound goes to Noah Davis, and he was on the line. And so it'll go back to Gladwin. Woodbury will check in for Meade as they try to get some offense on the floor. As you and I were talking during the break there, Wilson Bragg only has 2 points in this game. This is a guy who knocked down 6 threes against Ogama Heights. I mean, he has just not been open at the three-point line, or at least he hasn't gotten the chance.
I was going to say, like, he hasn't really had the ball too much there in the three-point line.
Woodbury fouled on a three by Groff, and he'll go to the line. Groff knows he got it, and Groff kind of mad at himself that he picked up that foul. And so that's the second foul on Groff, so he's not in any trouble. And it'll be Woodbury at the line to shoot three.
But like you mentioned, too, with Bragg, that's one thing Tawas has to keep an eye out because they know he's a shooter out there. They know he can get hot at any
first
point.
First one is good for Cal Woodbury.
As he hits the first one. And that's one thing Tawas has to keep an eye out. If he hits one or two, I'm shutting him down quick. You can't let him warm up here as he misses the second free throw. Gets one more.
But you're right. You can't let these three-point shooters heat up. You got to keep playing the defense you have. Second and the third free throw off as well. Davis grabs the rebound and get it to Spencer, who gets it over to Camden Groff in Tallis area with a 39-34 lead here in the fourth quarter. We'll have the basketball. Davis inside, he'll pump fake, throw it up at the rim, no good, as he kind of fell out of control, and that rebound goes to Dever Peters. As now it'll be Williams, right side to Woodbury, thought about the three, now goes back up top, and Williams gets it inside to Shea, who's at the free throw line, left side to Bragg. Bragg, and he is fouled by Kleino, and as he went up for the floater on the right side, and he'll go to the line to shoot two.
Good job with Bragg, showing some aggression right there, trying to get something going. You know, he's been quiet in the score column. He only has one bucket on the day here as he attempts and hits the first free throw.
That foul. We're still yet to put that up on who that's on. If that's on Kleino or Gold, because that's very important between those two, who that's on. Second one is good as well. Makes it 39-36. They accidentally put 22 in the Tawas foul counter, so I'm thinking that's on Gold, which would be his fourth, but I'm not exactly sure. So now it's Kleino inside to Davis. Davis drives baseline, reverse is no good, but Groff gets the rebound, and Groff an easy finish, making it 41-36. Groff with a steaming hot second half. Ethan Shea, who has not had much of a second half, will go now to Woodbury. Woodbury for three. A little short. Rebound by Noah Davis.
Here's Croft, takes the ball up over half court, drops off the goal to the right, and Tawas will take a timeout. We'll be back here in 30 seconds.
High school basketball on your power station for sports is brought to you by Bob Bush Manufacturing of Tawas City, Family Chiropractic of Tawas City, and Tawas Manor Assisted Living. To be his Tawas. Tawas there with the basketball up by 5, 6:09 remaining in our contest. 41-36 our score, as the winner of this contest will face Claire in the district final. Davis in the corner for three, no good, but Caden Spencer with the rebound, and all of the offensive rebounds are going to Tawas right now. In the first half, it was all Gladwin. This one, it's all Tawas area, as now it is Spencer up top to Kleino. Kleino inside Groff. Groff fades away, right side, and he's fouled by Williams, and we'll go to the line to shoot two.
I think when he was trying to block, he kind of stuck his hip out a little bit, and Groff felt a little bit of embellishment there from Groff, but contact draws it, and it was a nice little fadeaway there. Good positioning too from Groff. You usually see him in the paint too much, but he was able to get the matchup down there. Here as he misses the first free throw. Davis, I believe it was Davis who Sackett was on. Whoever Sackett was on, he had to get pulled outside. Shea was pulled outside from Davis in the corner, and it left the paint wide open there from Groff as he hits the second free throw.
To kind of 17 second half points already for Camden Groff.
And that kind of opened up and gave him that one-on-one opportunity there in the lane with Williams.
Hunter Williams has it outside, and he'll get it inside to Derek Sackett. Back outside Williams. He'll try the three. It's long. Rebound here by Bragg, who goes reverse layup. No good. Rebound by Sackett. Sackett will go up at the rim. No good. Rebound Ethan Shea. He'll go up with it. No good. But a foul will send him to the line to shoot two. They racked up all of their necessary shots there. That's the fourth foul on Logan Gold. And Gold thinks he has five, but he's just going to – now he says he only has four, so now he's going to stop. Can't understand where that foul is coming from, as Shea will now miss that one.
And with that rebound, too, says Shea's got double-digit points.
And that is five on Logan Gold. They did have a run there, but, yeah, it is five fouls on Logan Gold. That's what the bench is saying. That's what I have. I have five on Gold.
It's just, I guess it was just a matter of who that foul was on that last time here. Gold will take a seat.
And with 5.5 to play, that's tough to lose him.
Yeah, especially with the fact that he wasn't even close to being in foul trouble at halftime, or what he's entered going to halftime with one foul.
Now Gonzalez has it, and I'm not sure the referees, as Shea makes the second the free throw, I'm not sure the referees know many fouls he has, because the Gladwin coach is screaming that should be five fouls on Gold. And so I'm sure at the next break they'll check that out. So Tawas here with the basketball up by 5, 42-37. Davis has it up top, left corner. That's Camden Groff. He drives into the middle. He'll stop at the free throw line and get it back up top to Davis. Pump fakes his three, steps back. Now he shoots the three, and it's well short. In fact, missed everything, but Caden Spencer is right there. And how Derek Sackett is getting out rebounded by Caden Spencer like crazy right now is beyond me.
He has 7 on the game. 7.
That's got to be up there with how many Sackett has. And now Bragg has it on the left side. He gets to the line, and he is fouled underneath by Eddie Kleino. And so a 7-point lead now for the Tawas area Braves, 44-37.
Speaking of stats, you have double-digit points for Shea, don't you? He had double-digit in the first half.
Oh, yeah, easily.
10 boards with that last board he had in that last possession. So a double-double there for Ethan Shea.
Well, now he gets it inside again. Goes up, blocked by Davis. Now it is Camden Groff who comes away with it. Up by 7 for Tawas area, and a chance to really take control if they can get a bucket here. 4.5 minutes to play in our contest. Groff into the lane. Goes up right hand. Can't finish. Rebound by Derek Sackett. Now Gladwin needs a bucket. That's 10 now for Derek Sackett, and he's got 8 points, so his next bucket gives him a double-double. Woodbury outside. He'll drive. And it's off his foot, and we'll go to Tawas area.
Woodbury's got to be careful. He's got to be careful with that offhand. He's trying to wrap around. He was trying to wrap around and kind of clear space for himself, but if you use that offhand to wrap around the body, they're going to call a foul on that. I'm surprised that was close. We'll let that play, but got to keep an eye on that for later on.
Groff goes left side to Kleino. Back up top, Davis. Davis thought about the three, but instead goes to Groff on the outside. Under four to play in our contest now. It's Dallas by seven, 44-37. Davis outside. Groff coming off a screen. He gets it, but Williams plays good defense and unable to get the open three is Camden Groff.
Good
left
patience.
Side, Davis. Up top to Kleino. Guarded by Bragg. Kleino will dribble to the baseline. Now he'll throw it back up top to Noah Davis. Davis outside to Groff. And Groff will bring it out. He'll cross over on Williams. Getting to the lane. Go up. Right hand. Left side. Rebound by Derek Sackett. As just kind of out of control. Right side, Woodbury. Woodbury into the lane. Ethan Shea goes up left hand. No good. The backboard's your friend there, young man. You got to go up with the backboard. He just goes up the left hand and throws it right off the rim. As it was knocked out of bounds by Taos area, so it'll stay with Gladwin. 3:19 to play. Timeout, Gladwin. We'll be back in 60 seconds on your power station for sports. .319 to play in our contest, 44-37. Taos area over the top of Gladwin. Brad Allen, Andy Beebe here with you. As Gladwin will inbound underneath. As they need a bucket, they need one fast. It's been all Taos in the second half. So they kick it out to Williams. Williams left side, Bragg. Bragg will shoot the three. And it's off and rebounded by Gonzalez. Every referee calls that different. Over the backboard,
yeah,
might be out of bounds. Here they say no. So now it's a rebound by Gonzalez. Noah Davis has it up top, gets it to Kleino, and Kleino just taps it back to Davis, back to Kleino. And Kleino will just slowly have the basketball and bring it out to Camden Groff as Towers will take their time here. Left side, Davis, he's open, but he'll stop and just kind of wait with the basketball and get it up top to Kleino.
Yeah, I think they're looking for clean layups, and everyone's getting them, but Groff. Groff is just smothered here. As Shea's just going to grab Noah Davis with the ball and commit a foul, and that'll be they've got a few fouls to get.
That right there is why they're doing it. That's only the fourth foul, so they've got to start fouling.
That'll be his second of the game.
They're gonna start hugging players. I think they're gonna get to six, and then they'll play defense. So if you have somebody on the bench who can just come in and just whack some people, now's the time to do it. You got to watch out for Shea, though. If you just grab somebody, that flagrant foul call could come out real quick. As Shea punches this one out of bounds, they tried to get it to Noah Davis. And so now a little bit easier inbound from the side with 2.5 to play, 2:38 to be exact. 44-37 on our score, Taos area, as now it's Davis in the left corner. And he will just jog it out up top and get it to Camden Groff, and Groff is shoved by Hunter Williams.
Groff's got to be—he's got to be careful there. It was a light toss to Williams to his legs after that nudge at half court, but you got to be careful tossing the ball in any direction of anybody or towards anybody. You can easily get a technical. We've seen that here in a couple of games. Can't be doing that. You can really hurt your team.
Williams with the steal on the inbound. Hands this one off to Woodbury. Left-handed layup by Woodbury is good. Timeout Gladwin. 2:23 to play. It's 44-39 Taos area on our power station for sports. Timeout here by Gladwin as 44-39 our scores. We get set to play. And I think that was just probably a timeout to tell him, hey, we got one more foul to give, but we're not going to. As now we have a stoppage. And I think we're just sending Meade back to the
scorer's
table. And he's got to wait until the first dead ball of the actual play.
You check yourself in before the timeout.
He's going to have to wait until the first dead ball. So Camden Groff will have it. He'll walk it up. We'll see if they foul him the first chance they get. This is left side, Kleino. Back up top to Davis. Davis drives into the lane. Easy left-handed layup, and he missed it. Shea with the rebound. Wilson Bragg now has it inside to Derek Sackett. Sackett at the rim. Goes up with the right hand. And Sackett finishes, and it's 44-41. 4-0 run here for Gladwin to cut the lead to three. Under 2 minutes to play now in our contest. Right side, Davis.
Davis up top to Kalino. Kalino left side to Groff. Groff will jog it up top. Can't get too passive on offense here. They got to find a bucket. You're going to need to score more than 44 points. Steal here by Bragg. He'll lay it in, and it's a one-point game. Timeout, Cladwin. 44-43, 1.5 to play on your power station for sports. Dallas area clinging to a one-point lead, 44-43. The last 6 points have been scored by the Flying Gs. 1.5 to play. Full court press here by Gladwin. Groff easily breaks it, gets into the lane, and easily finishes a layup. And it's back up by three, 46-43. Ethan Shea hits this to Meade. Now Sackett, Sackett to Williams. Williams will jog it out. He'll throw it up top to Meade. Meade inside to Shea. Shea blocked by Davis. Rebound by Spencer. Now it's Groff into the lane. Layup is good. Got it with the foul. Camden Groff has put the team on his back in the second half.
Noah Davis with one of the biggest blocks of the game right there. Just showing up, Shea. Just facing him up strong, too. Great up with the body. Able to face him up. And that was just it was a clean block. Great job with Kalino. We've seen some issues with Kalino Spencer, in terms of ball handling. Groff misses a free throw.
Rebounded by Davis. Mid-range jumper, yeah. Good! Noah Davis puts Taos up by 7. Timeout, Taos area. 49 seconds remaining on your power station for sports. Game for Camden Groff, including 21 in the second half. He has truly been great beyond belief here in the second half.
And how about the other star we were talking about, Noah Davis, with the block to set up Groff's phenomenal layup and the rebound off the free throw, and able to get the quick bucket to give themselves the 7-point lead yet again.
Williams pinned underneath, gets it out to Bragg, their 3-point shooter. Now it's Woodbury. He's open. They need it, and he can't hit it. Ethan Shea grabs it outside. Woodbury again. No good again. And it's rebounded by Gonzalez, who throws it up to Groff. Groff on the run. And he will go up and finish it. And it's a 9-point game. Taos area may have just punched their ticket to the championship game. Williams for three. No good. Rebound is punched out of bounds. And it will stay with Gladwin. Only 13 seconds left. What a run at the end of the game here by Taos area.
Just a great response from Gladwin. Gladwin showed some fight. They had it forced a couple turnovers, able to get a couple quick transitional buckets to turn to a one-point game. Quick timeout from Gladwin, which we were kind of confused with that timeout there for a second. Why are you going to take one if you have all that momentum going in at that point to try and take the lead? But great response there from Taos with that run of their own is they're sitting here with a 9-point lead, and it looks like Coach is taking his seniors out.
He's calling it over. Yep. Shea, Sackett, and Woodbury all come out. Wilson Bragg comes out, and Gladwin is going to concede here as Taos area will walk away with victory. Rodeba up top, he'll shoot a three, and that's long. Rebound Groff, and they are not going to foul, and Taos area will beat Gladwin and move on to face Clare in the district final on Friday night. Final score, 52-43. We'll wrap it up after this on your power station for sports.